7:30 hours on One Love Radio. God bless.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: the Zambia Must Prosper Party condemns alleged harassment of students at Levi Mwanawasa University. Church bodies launches Healing Jesus Crusade in Lusaka, calling for peace and unity ahead of 2026 general elections. In international news, Nigeria charges six people with treason over Independence Day coup plot. And in sports news, FAD Southern Province appoints football ambassadors. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Minister of Community Development and Social Service has acknowledged public concerns surrounding the removal of some beneficiaries from their social cash transfer SCT program, assuring that their process is guided by clear and transparent procedures. Principal Public Relations Officer Grenda Nachinga indicated that both inclusion and removal of beneficiaries follows structured systems such as socio-economic assessment and community validation to ensure assistance is directed to the most vulnerable. The ministry explained that the program targets households led by the elderly, clinically ill, women, children, or persons with disabilities, using a data-driven approach to determine eligibility. It added that periodic reviews may lead to removal in cases such as duplicate registration, changes in household circumstances, failure to meet criteria during reassessment, or the death of a qualifying member, with safeguards like reassessment applied where necessary. The Zambia Must Prosper Party has condemned alleged harassment of students and insecurity around Levi Mwanawasa Medical University, calling on government to urgently improve safety. Party President Kelvin Fumbwe Walia says reports of female students being sexually harassed and hostels being broken in by criminals were deeply concerning and demanded immediate interventions from authorities. He also questioned the response of law enforcement, citing allegations that students seeking help from nearby police stations were asked to provide transport money before assistance could be rendered. Walia further criticized the silence of key officials, including Education Minister Douglas Shakalima, urging government to prioritize the protection of students. Meanwhile, the party also condemned the harassment of a journalist, Afonso Kasoso, who was alleged chased by suspected United Party for National Development cadres while carrying out his duties in Lusaka. The government has revoked the statutory instrument that prohibited night driving in a decisive move aimed at facilitating the implementation of the 24-hour economy, as approved by Cabinet. Minister of Transport and Logistics, Frank Tayari, has announced that the revocation takes immediate effect and is part of broader reforms to enhance economic productivity, improve logistics efficiency, and support uninterrupted movement of goods and services across the country. Mr. Tayari has stated that the area restriction on night driving, which was introduced as a road safety measure, has now been overtaken by advancement in technology and the government's commitment to modernize transport system. He emphasized that the government will increasingly rely on information and communication technologies, ICTs, to enhance road traffic enforcement and management.
This is in line with the 24-hour economy that the government of the Republic of Zambia has introduced. And the public may wish to know that transport and logistics play a key role in this 24-hour economy, and therefore sustaining such a ban would not have been in tandem with the new decision that is made by the government of the Republic of Zambia. Nevertheless, this does not mean that motorists should be careless. They should always continue to abide by road safety rules. They should always continue to be mindful of the next motorist as well as
church news.
And now we dive into church news. The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, in partnership with the Council of Churches in Zambia, has launched the Healing Jesus Campaign Crusade in Lusaka, describing it as a united national expression of faith, hope, and spiritual renewal. Speaking on behalf of the organizing committee, Bishop Joshua Banda says the crusade, which began today at Hero Stadium, is expected to attract hundreds of thousands of people supported by churches across the city, contributing in prayer, counseling, and fellowship activities. The four-day crusade, running from April 21st to 24th, will feature daily gathering, which began at 16 hours, with a focus on prayer for national peace, unity, and stability ahead of the 2026 general elections. The program will also include gospel preachings by visiting Ghanaian evangelist Doug Howard Mills, alongside sessions for healing, deliverance, and spiritual renewal, with organizers emphasizing the importance of collective prayer for the nation and its leadership.
For us to dedicate some time to pray for Zambia. Why? Because we believe that as we pray for Zambia, we believe in God for peace, unity, and stability. Especially, this is significant for us as we journey towards the 2026 general elections. We believe this is a very defining moment for the church to stand up in the gap and to lift the nation before God in accordance with the biblical call to pray for leaders and for the peace of the land. But at the center of all this is the gospel. The central highlight of each meeting as we gather on each of these days will be the preaching of the
agriculture news.
Still with me, Alex Yanga. Now we dive into agriculture news. The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has noted with concern media reports indicating that some farmers from various parts of the country have already started selling their maize at gateway prices, and has advised farmers to be prudent when selling their harvested crops. FRA Public Relations Coordinator John Chipandwa says while farmers need to generate income from their hard work, selling the sum of one's harvest immediately after production and while the crops is still in the field can lead to losses and unintended consequences for both households and the wider food system at national level. Mr. Chipandwa says, therefore, farmers are strongly encouraged to retain reasonable quantities of their produce for future household consumption and use the same stock as a buffer against unforeseen circumstances such as drought, market changes, or supply disruptions.
Additionally, gradual and strategic selling can enable farmers to benefit from better market prices over time, rather than disposing of all of the produce when supply is high and prices are typically low. The agency remains committed to providing a reliable market as required by law, and farmers are urged to seek guidance from local agricultural officers, from the Ministry of Agriculture, on best practices for post-harvest management and current crop marketing prices. Ensuring households remain food secure is a shared responsibility. By managing harvest wisely, farmers...
With that local news, now we dive into a short break. We have more in international and sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
Listen to One Love Radio main news. At 8 hours.
Yeah, it's the question because people just deliver according to what people want. Let them know that we voted for them.
13 hours and 18 hours. For news tips, call +211 224 4404 or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com.
International. Welcome back and thank you for staying tuned to One Love Radio News. Now, in international news, six people in Nigeria, including a retired